Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you hear about the man who was buried alive? It was a grave mistake.
What's up, everybody?
What's poppin'?
What's good?
What's good? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Friends Are Benefits podcast. Good to have you guys here with us.
Uh-huh. So episode 13?
13, bro.
And you guys know already, because most of y'all came from one thing that happened 2 days before. So it's still very fresh for us.
Yeah, we got a repost on Shade Room.
The Shade motherfucking room.
What? We've only been doing this for 2 months.
The Shade
that
motherfucking
room. That is actually crazy.
We never expected it. So that was crazy.
Yo, when I just saw the message,
yeah,
I couldn't believe it. As soon as I opened the DM, yeah, and I saw the blue tick, I was like, yeah, this is somebody just, you know, because you can fake the blue tick in a way. People used to do that back then.
Oh,
I literally thought it was a first account. I was not expecting a blue tick Instagram account in our fucking DMs, bro.
Yeah.
Asking for permission as well.
Yeah, they literally sent you a message.
Like, what are you talking about?
Saying, can we please post this?
Yeah.
We're like, what do you mean? Why are you even asking me questions?
Bruh, just repost and then tag us. Don't ask for permission. It's calm. It's literally
you
calm.
Asking for permission is making us lose minutes. Come on, let's go. Like, what is this? And then we saw it like 3 hours later. We saw their message
exactly.
3 hours later.
Because, you know, I texted her earlier. Then I told her, like, the social media shit is fucking up my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot be checking all the accounts, see what's happening, replying to comments and all of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, now I'm just going to basically try not to look at my phone for as long as I can. Because I was even at work, but even at work, I check my phone all the time.
Yeah.
The moment that I decided not to check our Insta or anything, the fucking Shade Room slid into our DMs, and I didn't see that shit for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So when I even responded, I was like, no, fuck, they changed their mind. I was like, no, fuck, man. I should have responded like as soon as possible. But that shit was like 3 hours later. Since then, I've been hooked on my phone. I can't put it down. I just can't put it down. We cannot miss an opportunity like that.
You were scared that they were changing their minds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, they just send this to random people. I felt like,
yeah.
I was like, they must be just sending this to random people. Cause
it's the Shade. It's surprising. It's the Shade Room.
I think
we're the people with the least followers ever that have gotten a repost on that
page.
Yeah,
it feels like that. Cause we literally just started.
Yeah, like, literally from 2 months.
How
is our shit even in the US?
Like, I didn't even expect it to live our neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying, bro. we're just sat here, just, you know, you know what, anyways
then,
welcome.
Yeah, thank you everybody, and we're very excited for the future to come, and
very
for
excited for this journey,
the good
indeed.
Content we're gonna create for you guys, so
yeah,
stay hooked.
We shouldn't have
15 seconds of fame,
man. It's exciting, it's really exciting, but I feel like it's gonna lead to deep depression at some point. I was actually mad worried about that. Not that I'm gonna be thinking about the likes,
yeah.
But more the fact, like this, like what goes up must come down. Higher you go, the lower the low. You know what I mean? And like seeing millions of views like on our accounts and everything like that, that takes you to places.
Literally, yo, we're acting like we have like a million followers after a day.
Nah, we got only like 2 followers basically. But that takes you places from...
We appreciate the 2 followers so much.
We really appreciate the 2 followers. But that takes you, it takes you high. Yeah, I had never like experienced a high like that in my life.
Yo, this is how people end up with drugs. Worrying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. If y'all see me snorting cocaine next week,
y'all know y'all did that to him. Y'all did that to him. Keep on liking, man. Keep on while alive. Not crack addicts.
No, for real, I couldn't be famous, man. I would drop into deep depression.
That's actually true. Same.
And we've only been doing this for like 2 months, but now
2 months.
I'm realizing, yeah, I get why Justin Bieber was like addicted to drugs when he just got famous. I get it. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah,
and we're not even famous for him. We have like 2 followers, like I'm telling you.
I literally expected Drake to message me that already. When that video linked, I'm like, oh, Drake is gonna start messaging me soon. I better get prepared.
Oh yeah.
So Drake, I'm expecting you. I'm expecting in this.
I don't even think that nigga has seen this shit.
If you get posted on the Shade Room,
yeah,
Drake is gonna DM you. I thought that was the exchange.
That's supposed to be the deal.
Yeah.
Right? Oh man.
Oh god, yeah.
Alright guys, it's your boy, Omar.
And it's Roro.
Roro, up in here. Gotta know who your hosts are. Alright, so today what I got this juicy ass story.
Yeah?
This juicy ass story that just makes think like, if somebody says they don't got time for you, or whatever the fuck excuse it is in the world, yeah?
Mm.
It's just because like fam, they don't give a shit. They literally do not give a shit. And I say that because of this story that I'm about to share with you right now.
Okay.
If somebody could do something like that for somebody that they say they love, I'm not gonna expect anything less.
Okay, that's very interesting.
I'm not gonna expect anything less from anybody from now on.
It's that deep, fam.
Okay. It's literally that deep. So it was this Indian man.
Yeah.
The post is here. I'm going to read it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give you a little bit of a backstory before I do.
Mm.
All right. So when he was younger, his mom told him that she had a vision of the person that he's going to get married to. So his mom told him that a woman from abroad is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's going to be the love of your life. And that woman, she prophesies the type of things that she's going to have. So the mom said, the woman is going to own a forest and she's going to have a passion for music. So when the guy grew older, he started working as an artist.
Mm.
And then this Swedish lady came there, right? And it just became like love at first sight in his eyes.
Okay.
The moment he saw her, he just like immediately remembered what his mother told him.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, this could be the woman that my mom is talking about.
Yeah.
So out of curiosity, he just asked her. It was like, do you own a forest? And she was like, yeah, my family back home, we own like this type of place.
Yeah.
And then he asked her as well, like, do you have an interest in music? She was like, yeah, like I love music and I even play the piano. So it was like, all right, boom, this is the one. So he asked her, like, do you want to go grab tea with me the day after? So she went, and then they basically fell in love on that day. That was the day that they fell in love.
Okay.
So she was there like on a trip with her friends, right?
Yeah.
So it was like a road trip from Sweden to India.
That's a long...
Yeah, that is a long way.
that is a long way to travel. What are you talking about?
It was a hippie thing.
was with car. Back in them days,
It was with a car. Like, yeah, this shit happened in like 1977.
Road trips, I like that, but it takes... That's...
It only took 22 days, according to the article that I read. 22 days.
Well, that's a lot, but yeah.
It is a lot, yeah. But the crazier part comes after.
Yeah.
So when they fell in love, yeah, bada bing, bada boom, bada bang, they got married. I think it was like in a span of a couple of weeks because she also fell deeply in love with him.
Yeah.
But she had to go back, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So she left with her friends, but the guy promised her, right? He said, I'm going to come for you. And he was poor. He didn't have anything, literally nothing, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to come for you. At that point, I didn't even think she was expecting him to move from India to Sweden for her.
Hmm.
But guess what that guy did? He sold everything he had, yeah?
Wait, I know this story.
Yes.
Okay.
He sold everything he had and bought a bicycle.
Yeah.
And biked all the way from fucking India to Sweden for a woman.
Yeah.
All the way from India to Sweden.
Yeah.
And that shit took him 4 months and some days.
Yeah.
And he did that for love.
Yeah.
We live in a generation right now where, like, I remember I matched with somebody on Tinder and they didn't live here. They literally only live like 25 minutes away. I wouldn't even get on the train to go see her.
You didn't.
I didn't.
You said you canceled the whole date because of that.
I said, oh, okay, I'll tell you when I'm going to be free.
Yeah.
Never heard from them again. I never wrote to them just because, like, we're so nonchalant these days. But this guy literally traveled for 4 months and some days to meet a woman.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, yeah, until today, they're still together.
Yep.
And they got 2 kids.
I mean, you got to. After he drove that bike.
Yeah.
Bike all the way from India to here. You have to stay together.
You have to
if
stay together.
If you don't, your whole life is just a joke.
Fine. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
You gotta stay together.
What are you gonna tell me? Bike all the way back home? We're gonna fight. If I was that guy and she wanted to divorce, nah, fam. We're gonna fight.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, that was back in them days, though. I think it was like...
That was 1977.
Yeah.
But just like we said, like, true love only happens back in the days, man.
Yeah, chivalry's dead. It's been dead for a minute now.
It's been dead for a minute.
Yeah.
Chivalry's dead and we killed
Chivalry's
it.
Chivalry's dead.
And we killed it.
Man killed it.
Out here again attacking my gender. What? This was the story. This man sold everything to buy a bike and traveled 6,000 miles to meet his love in Sweden.
Mm.
40 years ago, a love story emerged from Pradyumna. That was the man's name. He sold all his belongings to buy a bike and go meet his prophesied love, just like I was telling you.
Mm-hmm.
An astrologer had revealed that he was meant to marry a musician from a faraway country who was a Taurus. That was her horoscope.
So it's not his mom.
It was his mom. Mm-hmm. They didn't mention it. They said, yeah. And owned a forest. Hence, Pradyumna left on a 6,000-mile journey from India to Sweden on his cycle. That was mad, man. Because that is not something you do if you got common sense. It's very romantic, yeah, but it's also
but they stayed together, stupid. Like, it worked out.
I mean, it did work out, because just like we said, you cannot end it at that point.
No, you can't.
There's no ending it. If I bike, like, 6,000 miles to see you,
yeah,
there's no way in the world that you're going to want to divorce me. I feel like she has been won over for life. Like, even when they're having the worst of days, yeah?
You have to remember he biked.
You have to remember he biked all the way from Sweden.
That's why chivalry existed back in them
days, man. Exactly. Because people used to do, like, huge shows
gestures,
of love.
Yeah.
Huge gestures. Gestures.
Yeah.
My God, my English is... Yeah, people used to do, like, these big gestures.
Yeah.
But we don't do that no more.
Nope.
It's so simplified. Like, everything is so simplified.
It is. It's dead.
What's the longest that you traveled to see somebody? Like a dick appointment.
We don't do pussy deliveries, okay?
Hey, say that again.
We don't do pussy deliveries.
So you wouldn't go somewhere to meet a guy? Like, he lived some... You wouldn't...
It has to be somebody I already know.
Yeah?
But if it's, like, going to be a first date.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, if it is somebody that you already know.
Yeah.
What's the furthest that you would go to see them?
Okay.
Let's say you had a dick appointment, but he lived like 2 hours away.
Dick appointment?
Yeah.
Like, not even with a boyfriend or nothing.
Nothing,
just dick
nothing,
appointment.
Just dick appointment.
For a pussy delivery. No, we're not doing that, bitch.
You wouldn't go?
I'm not going 30 minutes, literally, for a dick appointment.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No. I won't travel 30 minutes.
Shit. Nah, but you hear stories like that all the time.
What stories?
You hear stories about, like, girls, like, literally traveling to go get a good...
For a dick appointment.
To go get a good dick appointment.
No way.
I swear to God. That's the thing.
But we got dick every corner. Why am I going to travel for it?
Good dick energy. That's the shit that I've heard.
What else?
Ladies, please, yeah, email us, yeah? What's the furthest that you've gone right?
For a dick appointment. That's very interesting.
That's mad. I really want to know. I'm curious.
Same.
I'm curious. I'm okay,
how long
curious.
Would you go for a...
for a pussy appointment?
How long would you go for a pussy appointment?
Hey, honestly,
how long would you travel?
Honestly, not that far.
Really?
Honestly, not that far.
Okay, why did I expect it to be high?
You expected me to go like anywhere, huh? Because I'm a whole like that. No, honestly, not that far. Huh. I know, like guys would do mad shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you see a guy, let's say, outside at 3 a.m. and it's snowing and the weather is the worst, he's only out for two reasons, weed or pussy. Right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's literally what it is. Especially if it's a black man, it's only weed or pussy. But like, on the contrary of that, yeah, personally, I wouldn't go that far for it. I'm just too tired.
Okay, how long would you travel for a good pussy? You already know it's good.
I already know it's good.
Yeah. See, that's the difference. You should have said that to me. You could have said, like, it's good dick. Then it makes difference, you know? Then I can put some miles. I can put some miles of work.
Yeah.
But good pussy, how long would you go?
Honestly, it has to be in the same city. Otherwise, I'm not leaving the city.
That same
it has
city,
to be in
the it can
same
be
city,
like.
Or you have to come collect.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Omar, no, this is not making sense. I said good pussy.
Yeah, fam.
What are you on about?
I'm too tired. I'm too tired. Just like we were talking about in the last episode, yeah? We're so nonchalant as men. I don't know if it's all men, yeah? But me personally, I'm just... It is what it is.
I'm
going to just sleep instead.
What's stupid to me, because you get...
Nah, you don't want to say that. I don't. If y'all catch what she was about to say, yeah, I don't. I'm a virgin. What are we even talking about?
Yeah. V's only.
I got my V card intact, so.
I want it to be a hole for y'all, but the way that the Sweden weather is set up, it's cold as fuck right now.
Yeah, it is, man.
And you can probably see it from my nips. So I'm just going to be cozied up here, and then we're going to continue with the episode. So you never, like, traveled for a date either. She's like your crush.
She's like my crush. Yeah.
Okay, from the other... The other one was good poom. And then this one, we're talking about, like, she's your crush, and she's your, like, she said yes to your date.
That's the thing. The crushes never say yes to your date.
But they do sometimes.
Or your proposal.
For some people, though.
But I have never.
Which one would you travel furthest for?
My crush, obviously.
The crush?
My crush, obviously.
So not poom?
Not poom.
But crush?
Yeah, but crush. If I genuinely like you, then I could do that 100%. Because do you remember, like, some months ago, the girl that I was showing you? And she was fine. Like, I'm not even going to lie, she was fine.
Yeah.
And she lived, like, 5 hours away.
Yeah.
Right? And we're trying to link up and whatever.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Her, she lived 5 hours away, and I was going to go there. Because I knew where she lived.
Yeah.
Right? And I was still trying to make plans.
Mm.
So, if she said yes, I was definitely going to go that far. 100%. So, that just shows that I'm a sucker for love.
But not poom.
Okay. Hopeless romantic, I guess.
All right, cool. Dope.
Yeah. But I just know, like, there's this one girl that I had a crush on, yeah?
Mm.
If she was in France and she texted me, come over, I'm coming over. But it's never the crushes. Why is it that the people that you like are never the ones that like you back? Like, why is that?
Oh, no. I had my high school crush. And by the way, I was a whole ass loser in high school. Still am a bit. But I was the loser in my high school. And then he was like this... He was like the sporty guy, like who gets all the, he wins every race, everything and stuff like that. And every popular girl is like onto him. So he came up to me after the club.
Mm.
And he was like, hey, it's Root, right? I'm like, I was like slowly freaking out because I'm like, he knows my fucking name. And then, no, he just gave me a hug and stuff like that. He's like, it's good to see you. You live around here? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, where? And I told him where I lived, the area that I lived.
Mm.
And I asked him, do you live around here too? He's like, yeah. He's like, and then we had like this pause.
Shit.
This pause with a long ass eye contact. And then he was like, all right, then I'll see you around. and then you just dipped.
Damn.
The high school little girly of me fucking popped out and started freaking out. Damn. Like, it took me 2 days to correct myself. Be like, why are you acting like this? Like, I was acting like I was back in my high school.
Yeah.
Whack. So that actually happens. Sometimes your crush just comes up to you.
Yeah. I mean, that's a mad story still.
Yeah.
You didn't even think that he knew that you existed.
I did not think that at all.
And you definitely didn't think that I even knew your name.
Nope.
You didn't. Because we talked about it on the phone after.
Yeah.
And I thought you were talking about some other guy.
No, I was talking about him.
It was your childhood crush.
Yeah. It was literally my childhood crush.
And then the day after, what did you do? You literally...
You want to switch on me?
You was literally fangirling, man. Nah, I'm just trying to put it out to the streets, yeah? You trying to be like, But you're also just the same as me. You're also just the same as me. Let me just put it out there. Since we're already here, let the whole world just know. So what she did was that you downloaded Tinder. Obviously, he's not going to see it. Let's hope not. I don't think we're that popular yet. So you downloaded Tinder.
Yeah.
And then, because we talked about it in a previous episode on why we don't match, or why I don't see you on Tinder.
Yeah.
But it's because you put your age limit like up. So that's the reason why I never showed up. But okay. So I just woke up the next day and I was scrolling on Tinder and then I saw your account. I was like, hold up. Who is using my friend's account as catfish? That's literally the first thing that came to my mind.
Seriously?
I didn't even think
so you
that
thought
it could
me?
Be you that I'm matching with.
Wow.
I thought I was matching with somebody who used your pictures to create a fake account. That's the first thing that came to my mind. And I sent you the message. I was like, what did I even say?
He swiped and like he matched with me.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to find me. Yeah. I didn't say anything. Yeah.
I was like, what are you like?
He's like,
have you gone for younger men now? Right.
And now you're like, why are you doing it? And then you were like,
Are you tired with older men?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Are you tired with older men?
Yeah, exactly.
And you were like, nah, I'm just looking for my crush. And I'm like, what? That was mad, man.
That was mad.
Did you find him?
No.
Ah. See, that goes back to the point that I was trying to make. You never get your crush. It's always the people that you don't want that want you back.
I'm just saying there's a possibility.
We're always chasing after the person that doesn't want us. It's like the ones that want us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Most of the times, it's not the people that we want back. For me, anyways, that's the way that it's been. Because, like, one thing I want to tell you right now, yeah?
Yeah.
I know I talk shit about, like, oh, shit, I don't want to get into a relationship, blah, blah, blah. I know I talk about shit like that, yeah? But I have a couple of people in mind. If they wanted to get in a relationship,
no way in the world I'm saying no.
But I never get to be together with those people that I honestly find genuinely interesting as a partner.
Have you tried to make a move on them?
I mean, there's one that I tried to make a move on.
Yeah.
It didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But with her, it was like, I swear to God, every time I talk to her, my brain turns off.
Oh, she makes you that nervous.
Yo, big man like me with a big beard and everything, yeah? My brain literally switches off when I'm talking to my crush.
Yeah,
like,
same,
I go
same.
There with mad confidence and I'm like...
No, yeah.
Nothing comes out.
Yeah,
this one specific girl, it was always work that I talk about whenever we got into a conversation. Even when we met at like bars, like sometimes, yeah. The first thing that would come to my mind is work. And then I can literally hear myself boring her. But I get so stuck in what I'm saying. And I'm like, yeah, she already thinks I'm a dickhead.
Because you're talking about work.
Because I'm talking about work and I just can't be confident enough to be like, yeah, this is what's up. It's always our crushes, man.
Okay, so you never like came up to any of them then, like asked them out for a date?
Yeah, I have. Doesn't work.
What do you mean doesn't work?
They're usually not interested back. Yeah, it's a sad world, man. It's a sad world. The people that you want don't want you back. The people that you don't really want are the ones that are like, yeah, what's popping, poppy. It's sad, man. But I think that's the way that we're just built as humans. You just want what you can't have. And what you can't have, you want even more. So it's a yin-yang thing, you know. That's sad, man.
Talk about yourself, okay? My crush talked to me. That's yeah, all I care about.
But did you guys get anything serious? Nope. That's the point. Have you ever been with somebody that you genuinely found to be attractive and you genuinely had a crush on?
No.
Exactly. Thank you. That just proves my point.
Wait, why is that?
That just proves my point. That just proves my point. Has anybody gotten their crush?
Because I've never ended up with any of my crushes. What the hell? Why is that so sad?
Yeah, I know. You know, one thing I just realized, yeah. Imagine our exes listening to this. Nah, I've had a crush on some of my exes before we got into a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Let's clean it, clean it. Clean around. Clean the evidence,
real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get into a fun part of this episode. Mm. So fam, today, my only goal, I'm feeling a bit laughy still. My only goal is to make you crack up with laughter, right? Because last week I realized I was being too mean.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember what happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Last week, and I was on a different energy, and I was literally bullying her the whole time, man. See, I don't even want to get into it because I felt like it's going to bring up past trauma for you. So we move. I got some good dad jokes for you.
Okay. If I laugh, I lose.
If you laugh, you lose. And okay, you got to pay me money as well. Are you down for that?
I ain't paying you shit. Right, if cool, you laugh, you lose too. So we're playing this together.
No.
Yes, we have.
I mean, all right, let's go. Let's go. All right, cool. Dad jokes. How does a train eat?
How?
It goes, choo-choo.
You lost. You lost.
See, I forgot that I wasn't supposed to laugh. But I have to laugh to make you funny.
Nah. No laughing. It's going right, to make you laugh.
Serious face, yeah.
That one was good, though. That one
but
was
you
good.
But you laugh too. You literally just laugh. So it's one.
Shit.
One.
All right, cool. It's cool, one, cool. One. It's one, one, one.
Oh, this is a good one. All right, serious face. Did you hear about the man who was buried alive? It was a grave mistake. Yo. I tried so hard not to, but your laugh made me laugh.
You holding your laugh is what made me laugh. What the fuck? Why you got that? I can't.
No, that was funny.
What did you say even?
It was a grave mistake.
Grave mistake?
Oh, man. I was trying to hold my laugh in so bad.
Shit. Okay. Oh, man. We're both very bad at this, apparently.
Yeah. If we betted money, we both would have been broke by now.
Bet.
All right, cool. There's another good one. Did you hear about the fire in the shoe factory?
Wait, hold on. Do I hear about the fire in the shoe company?
In the shoe factory.
No.
Hundreds of souls were lost. Souls?
That's stupid. Why am I laughing? That was stupid.
You laughed.
That one was stupid.
You laughed. That's
fine,
all that matters.
Fine, 2-1.
All right, cool. This one. Try not to. Did you hear about the two thieves who stole a calendar? They each got 6 months.
Right. That one almost got me.
Same. No, I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at what you just said.
Jesus. All right,
cool.
Stop.
Cool. We got another one. Did you hear about the new janitors union? It's sweeping the nation. All right.
What?
This is the best one. I gotta get it
you
out.
You need to stop laughing.
I gotta get the laugh out before I say it, because once I say it, it's gonna be hard to control. It's a wrap. Did you hear about the baguette at the zoo? It was bred in captivity. It was bred in captivity. The baguette at the zoo.
Why are you repeating it?
I had to. Please, actually get it. All right, 4-1. Man, you're terrible at this. You are fucking terrible at this.
So bad.
You are so terrible at this.
I just want a gig. I'm always trying to laugh.
Oh my god. Alright, this one. You're not ready for this. You're not ready for this.
I'm ready.
Why can't you have a nose 12 inches long? I haven't even said the joke yet. Like,
it's literally just your face. Okay.
No, I look like a clown to you. Because that's what you're saying right now. My face is making me laugh. Am I that tapped? What? Let me say the joke.
Wait.
Don't laugh at my face. Please. Oh my god.
All right. Okay.
Oh my
okay,
god.
Okay, I got it out of me. Okay, let's go.
I'm gonna need a face massage after this. Oh shit. Why can't you have a nose 12 inches long? Because then it would.
I gotta
keep a straight face.
Oh my god.
Why can't you have a nose 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot.
It's so stupid. You don't get it.
It's so stupid. It's the funniest shit ever.
Why is it funny?
It's the funniest shit ever.
Oh my god.
12 inches.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I'm so mad that I laughed at any of them. They're so freaking stupid.
They're so stupid, but they're so good, man. They're so fucking good. All right, cool. I'm going to do the last two, okay?
Jeez, I'm terrible
These
at
ones
this.
Are about to fucking... This one is too good.
Okay.
I'm going to do the last two. Why don't they play poker in Africa? Too many cheetahs.
Nonsense.
Oh, that was too good. All right, cool. The last one.
My chest hurts. My face hurts.
My face is stiff. My face is literally stiff right now.
Oh my god. No,
you guys need to get on the YouTube. You guys need to get on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, get on YouTube so you can see the reactions, man. Oh my god. All right, cool. The last one, yeah?
Mm.
Why don't cannibals eat clowns?
Why?
Because they taste funny.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I cannot control myself.
No, you're not good at this at all, man.
What the hell?
That was it. You lose, man.
Because
they taste funny. It's clowns. Of course they taste funny. Oh, my God. I got to stop. Oh.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
I obviously lost. That was whack.
Obviously, without a doubt. You cannot even compete with me.
I laughed at each
every single one of them, bro.
What the hell?
Every single one of them.
Self-control, Root. Self-fucking control.
You got some funny gene in you.
I have a big funny bone.
You definitely do, fam.
Yeah, I do.
Because like you're always in the mood to laugh, and it's crazy.
I'm always in the mood to laugh.
Even when you're home, you literally watch stand-up
comedy.
Yes, I don't get
that.
I cannot watch stand-up comedy by myself. But you watch stand-up comedy like
by myself,
by yourself.
That's
like you're
the
just
best
watching
part.
TV.
Because if you're there with somebody, they're gonna start talking to you, and then you guys gotta pause and have a 15 minutes discussion and then go back to it. It's already lost meaning.
Yeah, like you and I, we can never watch something from start to finish. Never.
No.
We always get
it's
into
like,
conversations.
It's literally like after 3 minutes, we're done.
We're done.
We're out.
Literally.
We're literally out.
We start
like,
the movie.
We started fucking talking.
We start the movie. We end it. We don't watch anything in the middle.
No.
That's it.
No.
That's it.
But it keeps on playing though.
Yeah.
Keeps on playing, but we're here. This is why we have a podcast.
This is exactly why we have a podcast, man. At this point, we shouldn't even talk like when we're not filming. Because whenever we talk, I'm like, God damn.
This
like,
is
we're
content.
Wasting content.
Facts.
Because sometimes we get into the deepest conversations when we're just talking me and you.
Yeah. Like the conversation flows.
It literally, it flows like really good. So don't talk to me after. Don't call me when I get home. Okay? Let's not talk until next week. So we can build up the content, man. A little interesting fun fact for today.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I realized was stupid, yeah? Super stupid. It's a mistake that everybody does all the time.
Mm.
When you say, it's cold as hell, does that make any sense to you? That's a saying. It's a pretty common saying. It's cold as hell. Is. Doesn't make any sense.
I say that all the time.
Hell is hot as fuck. How could it be cold as hell? You know what I mean? People say that shit all the time. So that's where the fun fact comes in. It's not hell. Hell is not the word that people say. Or hell is not the correct terminology. It's not the correct term.
Takes to explain the coldness.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's cold as hail. That's the original saying. It's cold as hail. You know what hail is?
No.
Hail is like pellets of frozen rain, which falls in showers from something clouds. So that's what hail is. It's like frozen rain. And that makes a lot more sense. It's cold as hail because hail is cold. Not as cold as hell. But everybody says it's cold as hell, but it doesn't even make sense at all.
I'm going to continue saying what I want to say. It's cold as hell. Now I have to think about what I have to swear.
It doesn't even sound right. Because now we say it's cold as hell is so common.
Yeah.
It's cold as hell sounds even a little bit racist.
Sounds weird.
It sounds racist.
Yeah, it's racist.
It's cold as hell.
Hell. It sounds Texas.
It sounds Texas.
It's cold as hell.
It's cold as hell.
It sounds like the countryside.
Exactly. It sounds a bit weird. I couldn't say that. It's cold as hell, man. I'm going to just stick to that.
Nonsense.
Now we're going to go into confessions, yeah? So this person needs some help. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this. My girl is constantly on her phone. It's at the point where she doesn't even look up or acknowledge me if I talk, ask her something. If I did something like this, she would have a go at me. What do I do? What would you do if you couldn't get your partner's attention and they were on their phone all the time? And to make it even worse, you saw that they gave people time of day when they tried to talk to them, but not you. Because I've been in a situation like that before.
No, they're screaming that they don't want you anymore.
Yeah, that's bare minimum.
Yeah.
That's literally
at that point, just leave.
Like, yeah. That's literally
they don't care.
Yeah. This was mad, but like one of my previous girls, that's literally the way that it was in like the whole relationship.
Mm.
It never felt like I could really connect to her,
mm.
right? But she had a guy best friend as well. She had a guy best friend at that time, but I would just see like the way that they clicked, right?
Mm.
It wasn't the same. And basically the way that she clicked with everybody else, like her friends and stuff like that,
mm.
it didn't feel like I could get her attention the same way as other people. So that got to me. That literally got to me. Towards the end, before we broke up, yeah?
Mm.
From I became frustrated, right? So we went out that night. And then we went to the club. And then I would try to get her attention.
Yeah.
And I remember at this one point, like, I know I'm a fucking terrible dancer. I know all of that.
Yeah.
Right? But I was trying to dance with her.
Yeah.
That night. And she was like,
because that's
nah,
your
like,
girl.
Because that's my girl. That's yeah. what you do when you have a girl, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to dance with her and whatever.
Yeah.
And then she basically was telling me off. Or she was like, yeah, I'll dance with you later. Stuff like that. Right now, I just want to show with my girls. So I didn't take it deep.
Mm.
But I just realized, like, I was not getting attention.
Mm.
And already from the beginning of the relationship, I was not getting no attention.
Mm.
But I thought that was going to change at some point. But at this point, like, it had gotten to the max.
Mm.
So that happened. We went into the nightclub, right? And then I tried to dance with her. I tried talking to her, but I could tell that she was not listening.
Mm.
So I literally flipped. In the middle of the nightclub, I literally flipped. And I was like 16 at that point. I was like, that's how old I was. I literally flipped in the middle of the night. Fam, I was like, listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I was like, just tell me. Like, if you don't want me, like, just let me know.
No.
In the middle
way.
Of the club, people were watching. I was like, I'm tired of this. Like, if you don't want me, like, just let me know. Because, like, I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to dance with you. You don't even want to do shit. Like, just let me know if you do not want this relationship to happen. Then I stormed off. Then I left.
No way.
I swear to God. I stormed off. Then I left. And then when I went outside, I was like, nah. Like, this is not me. Like,
yeah, this ain't it.
This ain't it. Because you couldn't see me doing that.
No.
You couldn't.
That
I couldn't see
crazy.
Myself doing that.
You're
right
too
now.
Chill.
I'm too chill for
you're
shit like that.
You're literally so
but
chill.
But she got me to the tipping point. She got me to the tipping point.
Yo, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was mad, man. So yeah, I mean, I guess everybody says they're not crazy until they meet that one person.
That makes them freaking go
that
nuts.
That makes them freaking go nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody says, like, I'm chill. Like, I'm not a jealous person until you find that one person.
That's going to make you jealous. That makes you go mad.
Because I know my crush has a crush and she would do anything for that person. You know what I mean? It just ties back to the conversation that we're having and that pisses me off. That pisses me off so much.
That your crush has a crush?
That my crush has a crush on somebody else, potentially. I don't even know if they got a crush on somebody else, but if they do, I'm already pissed.
Yo, Jesus. You already have ownership over your crushes. Jesus. My crush better not have a motherfucking crush. I better be the only motherfucking crush.
Oh, your crush has a girlfriend.
Because I still... Excuse me?
He has a girlfriend.
Who?
Your crush.
Who?
Your crush.
Which crush?
The one that you were stalking on Tinder.
Who said?
You said.
I literally did not say.
You said you were checking, double checking. That's the reason why you were on Tinder in the first place. No? You were trying to see if he has a girlfriend. That's why you came on Tinder. Uh-huh. So girls use Tinder as FBI. To see if their crush is having a girlfriend or not. So the fact that he didn't have Tinder was like a confirmation.
Why
that he
are we spilling all my tea? We're spilling out my tea.
My bad. The world doesn't need to know that.
Jesus.
Do you think you would listen to this?
If somebody from the area I lived in watches this, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Swear to God. Did you tell other people as well?
No, but like when I say like, oh, he was my childhood crush. He's the most popular guy. It's over.
Oh,
it's literally over.
Good thing you didn't mention the city that we live in, no. Or the city that you met him.
No.
In. Yeah.
No, yeah. But he definitely has a crush on me, and I believe all my crushes
have
a crush on me.
Hey, gotta be positive.
Stay delusional. Yep.
Gotta be positive, baby. Gotta be positive. Yeah. Have you ever had somebody who had like a super big crush on you? And what's the most persistent that somebody has been towards you? Like somebody that kept like coming back or sliding in your DM all the time. Because girls have crazy ass stories like that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So yeah. What's the most persistent that a girl has been? I mean, that a guy has been to you?
This guy at his school, because we went to a different school.
Mm.
At his school, they started calling him my name because he wouldn't shut up about me.
What? Wait a minute. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He was obsessed.
Yeah. At his school, people started calling, like literally changed his name to my name. That's how people used to interact with him.
No way.
Yeah, that literally happened. It makes me sound like a fucking, like she thinks she owe that.
Yeah.
Stuff. But I don't think I'm all that. It's just something that literally just happened at one school. Like when I was in my teens.
Were you a popular girl?
No, I wasn't. My school, like I told you, I was a loser in my school. The guy is who introduced them to me. Like,
because
me to
he
them.
Liked you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not loved me, but fun. He had a crush.
That was luck he had for you. He spoke about you so much that they started calling him your name.
My name, yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, it is mad.
So that's the effect that you have.
And you know who it is too.
No way.
That has been persistent like ever since.
No way I know who it is.
That I dated him twice.
Oh yeah. I do know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So he's been persistent from the time that they started calling him my name and all that stuff. Like that's the time that we met.
Yeah.
And then we met then. I put him in a friend zone. And then we met after three years. And then we started dating a little bit.
Yeah.
Like for a week or two. And he's the one that kissed my best friend's friend. And then that happened. So we broke up. And then after 3 years after that, 4 years after that, he was still like at me, even when he had a girlfriend.
Fam, you know what that just proves?
Yeah.
That proves that persistence is the key. Because it worked for him. If you want to get your crush, you were his biggest crush. Yeah. And he was so persistent that he got you.
Yeah, he did.
That's positive news for me. That should be positive news for anybody listening. If you want to get your crush, yeah, be persistent. Because it clearly worked for him.
No, he definitely put
in the effort. Yeah.
He showed me that much effort. So, like, I put... all meant to that effort now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He hired your standards.
He upped it.
If you're not obsessed, we don't want you.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm on my obsession.
Yeah. You gotta be obsessed about me, baby girl.
Yeah. Because he put the effort up. Like, even when I had... Oh, my God. He did this thing that was fucking crazy. Because after he kissed my best friend's friend, like, I cut all contacts with him, right?
Damn.
Yeah, so he did that shit too. So it's just a stupid man move, literally. Yeah. They get you, and then when they get you, they're going fuck it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fumble the pussy. That's what they do. So I was dating this other guy, and at this time we were going in the same school. So I was dating this other guy, and I cut him off, like, totally. Like, I literally blocked him everywhere. So he couldn't get contact with me anywhere. But when I was standing at my locker with my new man beside me, he came straight up to us.
Damn.
He came straight
The balls on him.
The balls.
Shit.
My new man, he knows about him. So they already got beef, if I can say that. Mm. So he just came straight up at me and was like, Rula, I need to talk to you. I'm standing by my locker.
Mm.
I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, no, this is fucking awkward. I'm good. At this time, he had a girlfriend too.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I didn't know about that, but yeah. I knew, like, after we started dating again. Mm. And he was like, I need to talk to you, la, 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 and wouldn't take no for a fucking answer.
Yeah.
And my new man, what the fuck did he do?
He just stood there.
Not a single word.
Could he tell that you weren't comfortable?
Yes.
Was he tall?
No, he was not taller than him.
Oh.
He was not taller than him.
Was he smaller as well?
He was definitely stronger, but he's not taller than him. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely should have said something.
No, he talks all that smack behind his back, so... Mm. Ick. We broke up very short after that.
And then you went back to him, the persistent guy.
Persistent guy.
Persistence, man. Pays off.
It does.
Yeah.
It did.
If you see me put up with my crushes one of these days, just know it's because of you, because of this advice over here.
Oh, it took him 8 years, so.
8 years. Wait. See, that's the thing.
Not 8 years, like 5 years.
I don't got time for that.
That's persistent. If that's what it takes.
That's
literally persistent.
If it requires you to ride a bike from India to Sweden. If it requires you to wait for anything over 2 months, I don't want it.
You don't want it after 30 minutes. Yeah. You don't even want it then.
5 years, that's a long time to be persistent over somebody, man.
He set my standards.
He literally set your standards. Mm-hmm. Then again, ladies, I just want to say this, If you want to email us, do that. If you want to DM us, do that. Send us your story of how persistent a guy has been. The most persistent that a guy has been.
To get you. That's very interesting.
Yeah, we want to know because I'm curious.
Definitely.
I'm curious. I want to hear the stories of like other guys. And
how persistent has a girl been like to get you?
I'm not that persistent. I don't think anything that's enough to make a story, to be honest.
That's so sad. That's so sad. You don't have one girl like that standards or something?
Nothing like that. I'm trying to think, yeah.
You guys need more love.
No, but I think what it is that women know how to take no for an answer. And you guys already have pride. So people like have made moves, yeah.
Yeah.
But like when I show that they're not interested, they're not persistent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas like a guy is different. If you tell me that you don't want me, what my brain is hearing is that
she
wants me to put in the work or not right now.
That sounds a bit rapey, like I'm not going to lie.
No, not like that. I'm talking like from a relationship context.
Yeah, you know? I know. But it sounds like not taking no for an answer. It's a bit aggressive.
It's the fact that we don't hear the no. Yeah.
You know what I know?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not hurt. No. If they're attractive, it's okay. If they're ugly, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. That part. That part
if they're
right
ugly,
there.
It's a fucking problem. But if they're attractive...
Right. There, because if you chat to a girl, her reaction to you is based on your appearance.
Facts.
Her reaction to you is based on your appearance. If she gets the ick from just looking at you,
yeah,
or just Like, it doesn't matter what you say. You can say the most romantic shit in the world, yeah? Two different guys, she's going to hear different stuff.
Yeah.
If you're an attractive young man and you got money and you're like, damn, girl, you look so sweet. She's going to be like, okay. She's going to give you the attention, the time of the day to listen. If you're a less attractive man, right? And you say that exact same thing.
It's creepy.
Damn, girl, you're so sweet. It's creepy. He's a pedophile. Oh, he's a stalker. Why, you creep? Get out of here. Why
creep.
Is that? Why
yeah,
is that?
They're a creep.
Literally,
yeah.
From saying the exact same stuff.
Literally, yeah.
You hear it.
So everything your brain is translates dependent it. On your
how
looks,
you look.
How you look.
You can get away with a lot.
You can get away with a lot.
Pretty privilege, man. That's what it privileged. Is. I swear to God. It goes for everyone.
Yeah.
It goes for everyone. If you're pretty, you can use it, I swear to God. And I feel like I should be applying myself a little bit more. Because, like, you know, whenever we go out, yeah?
Yeah.
Most times than not, like, I don't approach.
No, you don't.
I haven't been bullied enough.
That's what I'm... Not bullied enough. But that's exactly what I was, like, saying. I would expect you to get the crushes that you're telling me about.
Yeah.
So you should be able to get them. That's why I asked, like, if you had approached them.
Yeah, I don't.
But you didn't. Yeah.
I have with a couple. But
your approach with your Instagram?
My what?
Your Instagram?
What's wrong with my Instagram? Oh, she's gonna come for my Insta. What's up with my Insta?
My nigga, you don't take pictures like that.
My Insta look good though.
Most weird ass pictures sometimes. Even on your Tinder, by the way.
Are you serious?
I swear. You know when you were telling me about like you're not getting that much match on Tinder anymore.
Yeah.
You don't know what's wrong, la la.
Yeah.
Take out that picture with the suit on, man.
Word?
Take it down, man.
Man, say less. I'm going to take care of that.
Take that one down. Take good pictures. Then, like, reach out to girls with your Insta.
No,
we're going to fix that,
with
though.
With Insta. I don't give a shit about Insta. I'm talking about real life. Like, I don't approach in real life.
Yeah, you should do that.
I should apply myself a little bit more.
You should definitely do that then. Because if you approach your crushes, I'm sure that you will get them.
I'm not so sure, but we'll see. from past history, I remember this one incident very clearly.
Yeah.
It was a girl that was trying to teach me how to chat to her.
Mm.
Yeah, she was trying to tell me that I needed to be like, more assertive.
Yeah.
Like when we're having conversation.
Yeah.
And she was telling me to like say some mad shit, fam.
What did she tell you?
Yo.
I want to know.
I don't even know if I can put this shit out there.
No, go. No, I want to hear it. And I want to know like if it actually works. But do you remember?
I remember what it was.
Please.
Fam, it was dirty. She was trying to make me to be like assertive, like in a dirty way. And mind you, I was young. She was trying to tell me like to basically tell her like, yeah, something like bring that ass over, you know, like
that's
trying to make me like more assertive. And I was not really that. Like I really don't talk to women like that, you know. But I guess she was tired of, like, me just being calm and chill and whatever. And she wanted to make me, like, more of a man or, like...
A player
or something like that, you know? But, yeah, nah. Like, me talking to girls that I found attractive is really hard.
That's why I don't go up to people I found attractive. I just see them from afar. We have eye contact.
Mm.
Thank you. I'm going to sleep good tonight. That's all I need. That's what I need. I'm not going up to them.
No, it's scary. But I guess it's good like that as well, right? Because then you don't get to know them, yeah?
Yeah.
So sometimes I kind of like, even if I want to go chat to somebody, yeah?
Mm.
I just want it to be like that so I can have that image of you in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to talk to you because if we talk and then I get to know you, like the fantasy is gone.
The fantasy is gone. It's no longer a crush.
It's like, I can still tell that you're attractive, but depending on how the conversation goes... And most likely than not, it's really hard to find somebody that you have that same intellectual thing with.
So from afar, it's more interesting.
It's more interesting and it's like, yeah, you can just have that,
yeah.
You know? But the moment you talk, maybe the crush is not going to be there
no more.
Yeah. You might ruin it.
Mm.
So it's like,
No, some of them I definitely feel like that.
Yeah. Some crushes, they're just eye candy. Like, just admire from
afar.
But you don't necessarily need to make them your lover.
Sometimes,
because you don't want to spoil that fantasy.
Yeah.
You know.
But then imagine that, like, 2% that they might be, like, clicking with your brain, too.
Oh, that's magic.
Then it's
that's magic.
But then, like, yeah.
But then is it
worth
it?
It might be worth it, like, to try it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
But you never know. So if you want to risk it, risk it.
I'm not going to risk it. I'm not risking shit. Yeah. That's all I know.
The only time that I would risk it is if I know, like, I'm going away.
The only time
I chat to you, then I spoil it, like, I'm not going to be here no more. So it doesn't really matter.
That's true. Now, we're definitely, it sounds like we're afraid of rejection.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
But yeah.
That's our therapy session for today.
Yep.
Welcome to our TED Talk, guys. That was it for today. Thank you very much for all the support, all the love we've been getting so far. We appreciate all of that. And I just got one thing to say. Where the sponsors at?
Where the money at?
Where the money at?
Where the money at?
We got 2 followers, right? We're influencers up in here, right?
Shit.
Shit.
Where's Drake at?
Where's
shit.
Drake at? Shit.
Where's everything
better
at?
Slide into your DM. The fuck?
The fuck?
We got 7,000 followers.
What is he waiting for?
Like, what is he waiting for? Do you know who you're chatting to? You're chatting to fucking Roro, my G. Are you dumb? Hey, reach out. Drake's team, reach out.
Reach out.
Oh, we're actually talking mad shit, bro. actually talking mad shit. It's all jokes, though. All right, guys. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to this one. Yeah, y'all stay safe, and we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.